Oh, perfect. Hey, thanks so much.
Coors Light.
Locked myself in here.
Cheers.
Cheers.
David.
Collins.
30 minutes.
Show with David.
Collins.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of David Collins' 0 Minute Half Hour Show. I'm your host, David Collins, and we have another great episode for you today. I'm really looking forward to today's guest. It's a bit of a special episode, you might say. You can see we're even in a new location, which is always a lot of fun. And we want to jump in right into today's episode. But I did have one thing I wanted to touch base on here, and I actually wanted to tease this last week on the Blind Mike Project. But I talked about last week, I think it was a Jerry prank or something like that. But we do have a show planned there. We want to tease this a little bit. We are currently auditioning potential co-hosts for this show, but in November, on the Blind Mike YouTube channel, I think we're going to be starting a morning show there, sometime in some live weekly show there, and right now we're just working on getting whatever co-host is going to work for that project, so something to keep an eye out there. Really looking forward to that. Do you know Blind Mike?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
Perfect. Not the Skankfest Blind Mike, but Blind Mike Geary.
I'm not familiar. I know Blind Mike Skankfest.
Okay. Well, that's a different one. He often gets confused there. We have a great show planned for you today. A lot of games, a great guest. But before we get into that, of course, everybody's favorite, color of the day. Today's color of the day, chrome aluminum. Made of 168 red, 169 green, and 173 blue, chrome aluminum is a bright gray chrome. Chrome actually originates from the Greek word chroma, meaning color. Today we have a car salesman on the show. Many people enjoy a car with a slight chrome appearance. That's why we decided today would be a great day for chrome aluminum. Today's color of the day, chrome aluminum. It's a good color.
That's an awesome color.
Do you sell a lot of cars of that color?
I do, actually. A lot of people want the chrome.
Right.
Yes.
And that's why we thought it'd be a great color of the day today. One last thing before we start the show, of course. Today's sponsor of the show, Max Motors in Manhattan, Kansas. Thanks so much for being a longtime sponsor of the show, by the way.
Brought to you by Max Motors. Don't overpay on your next vehicle. Max Motors on Highway 24 in Manhattan.
Today's guest is Doug Townsend, and we're going to get right into world news with David Collins. And we don't actually have that many stories because we just recorded an episode last weekend, but the news is constantly going. When I ask people, I like to ask a guest when we have a guest on the show, when you're thinking about world news, what are you thinking about this week?
The hurricane.
Right, and that's actually one of the first things that we wanted to talk about. We have so few stories here. We're really missing Jerry on these stories. He used to do a lot of these notes here. But that's actually the first thing that we have here. Which hurricane in particular are you thinking of?
I'm thinking about the one that's hitting North Carolina because I'm donating 25% of my cameos to aid.
Oh, well, that's great. We'll find Doug Townsend on Cameo. You're not the only one. Dolly Parton, that's Hurricane Helene you're thinking of.
Yep.
There's Hurricane Milton, Kirk, Helene. I can't wait for the sitcom. But Hurricane Helene, that was that one in North Carolina. Dolly Parton actually donated $1 million to that.
I don't have $1 million.
Certainly. Well, it depends how many cameos you get.
I make about $3,000.
What do you charge for a cameo?
$80.
$80? Well, that's pretty steep.
Yeah.
Another incoming hurricane, Hurricane Kirk, has been upgraded to Category 4.
Right.
And then Hurricane Milton is this big one that's going to be hitting Florida. By the time this airs, it's already had hit it probably a week ago. Right. But it's hitting Florida tomorrow there. It will have landed and caused devastation by the time this airs. Prior to asking citizens to avoid the path of the storm, the mayor of Tampa seemed to promote a sequel to Everybody Poops by saying, if you do not evacuate, you will die.
Yeah. I went through Katrina. So I feel for these people what they're going through. For real.
Well, it must be tough there. What year was that?
That was 2015.
You know, I heard that 2015.
Yeah.
It was Katrina.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yes.
Oh, that's interesting. If anybody knows what year Katrina was, make sure you email me, dc30minutehalfhour@gmail.com.
Did I fuck that up?
Another thing that was in the news here, I'm not sure. You're on a podcast here. Have you ever done the Call Me Daddy podcast?
Yes,
Her Daddy, I think that is. Is it Call Me Daddy or Call Her Daddy?
Call Me Daddy.
Okay. You've done that show.
No, I haven't done the show.
I see. Well, Kamala Harris appeared on that show this week. Did you see that?
Yes. No. I
wonder if I could get her on the show.
You probably could.
You think so? Kamala Harris? If anybody knows Kamala Harris, make sure you email me. DC 30
minutes. It was 05, Katrina. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Right, and that's what I was going to say. You know, people are saying right now that these hurricanes might be Biden's Katrina.
True.
And I didn't think Obama had to deal with Katrina.
Well, people in the South blame Obama and Harris for everything. Everything.
Since Kamala's appearance on Call Her Daddy, I've been calling her Daddy Kamala. What do you think about that?
I like it.
I think it's a good nickname.
Yeah.
And I have a great relationship with my father. Although we've been talking more recently since that plane crash last year. We've talked a little about that on the show. But I think I'd prefer Daddy Kamala.
I like it. I like it. Why the... You don't have a good relationship with your dad at all?
Well, maybe it's changing these days. It's tough to say. We don't speak that often. Not since he divorced my cancer-ridden mother. That's a bit of a long story here. We didn't really want to get into that. Yeah. Who are you voting for this year? It's coming up. You probably made up your mind.
I have not. I have not. I stay directly in the middle, but chances are Trump.
Right. Well, that's interesting. Speaking of Donald Trump, he returned to Butler, Pennsylvania this week.
I saw that. Yeah.
With Elon Musk. And I think that's what a lot of people were talking
about.
That is awesome. Those pictures of Elon Musk jumping up and down. Those were going around the news.
Yes. I like Elon Musk.
Did you see how Trump started his speech?
He
started his speech. He goes up there and he says, "As I was saying," which is very funny. Isn't that great?
Yes.
I think I wrote something here, though. We were kind of brainstorming other things. This is my favorite, though. If I was him, I would have said, "I'm back. I want to kiss the shooter."
Oh.
You know the old saying?
Yeah.
Missed me. I, you know.
Damn, dude.
That'd be a great opener. Like I said, we didn't have a lot of stories here for world news there. Do you think there's anything we missed?
Yeah, actually, Ukraine.
Well, that's constantly. We try not to get too political.
No. You know, the taxpayers are threatening to go to Capitol Hill because the hurricane people are only getting $750. They want their tax money to stop going to Ukraine to go to the hurricane.
I see.
But it's picking up speed.
Oh, well, that makes a lot of sense. Well, I wish them the best of luck. You know, they probably need the money down there.
Probably so.
It's the breadbasket of America, you might say.
Yep. 100%. The South is where it's at. It's the best part of it.
And that was World News with David Collins. Today's guest is an Instagram celebrity and car salesman, a Louisiana-based entertainer best known for his viral reels. Our guest today has reached many corners of the internet. He doesn't only do short internet videos, but also a long-form podcast named for his catchphrase, "Come Holla." Most recently, he's been jumping into the world of stand-up comedy, which is very exciting. Please make some noise for our interesting guest today, Doug Townsend.
Thank y'all so much for having me.
We're really happy to have you on the show today.
Excited.
We want to learn more about you, especially having to do with that Instagram channel that you run there.
Absolutely.
We had one thing that we needed to touch base on right off the start. Some of you might have noticed here, I opened the show mentioning you're appearing today on David Collins' 0 Minute Half Hour show.
Yeah.
And what happened there? I received a phone call yesterday. I guess I'll just start from the beginning. I receive a phone call, and with my history these days, I just record all of my phone calls.
Okay.
Which was good in this case.
Yeah.
A lot of you listening at home here might remember this voice here, but why don't we just take a little listen to this phone call, and that'll probably explain a little bit.
Okay.
Hello.
Hey there. Long time no see.
Oh, it's you.
Yes, it's me, the gas
cap. It's funny. I was just talking about you yesterday on an episode.
Right. Jerry told me you were recording today, so I thought I'd give you a call.
No, we're not recording today. Yesterday we recorded an episode, then tomorrow we'll be recording with Instagram's Doug Townsend.
Right.
I'm really looking forward to that.
Why would Jerry tell me Monday?
No, I'm not really too sure why. He hasn't been a part of the team for a few weeks now.
You should know by now why I'd be calling.
But do you need something? I'm kind of busy for today.
Missing anything?
Oh, no. I'm pretty sure I have my gas cap, I can see my wallet, my phone's in my hand. Wait, did you...
That's right. Jerry stole something and brought it to me, and I will be hiding it somewhere in the country for your listeners to find.
Yeah, we kind of need that. It's a part of my branding.
Too bad. I have the 3 from David Collins' 30-minute half-hour show, and if you don't want to forever be the 0-minute half-hour show, you better pay attention.
All right, gas cap criminal. I have my pen and paper here. Let's get this over with.
I've driven west. You can find the 3 this week at an important national intersection. Find mile marker 254 on United States Highway 34, then go east. Turning into a farm lane, you will find a brass cross with your 3.
Wait, give me another clue.
Good luck.
So unfortunately, Jerry's pulling another prank on us here. He's gone ahead and stolen the three from David Collins' 30-minute half-hour show.
That's terrible.
And hidden it somewhere. You know, we had this issue probably a year ago now. This gas cap criminal, he stole my gas cap. He's hiding it around the country. He ended up getting a car accident with one of my co-hosts.
Oh.
It's a little dramatic.
Yeah, that's terrible.
But now our three's missing. So if anybody's able to solve that riddle, make sure you email me, dc30minutehalfhour@gmail.com. Do you think you know where that three is?
I have no fucking idea.
National intersection, Highway 254. Was it exit 54?
Exit 55.
Something about a farm lane. Well, anyway. So what do you do on Instagram?
So I make videos. The main thing I got viral for was product placement. I would take a hot chick.
Like a movie.
Yeah. I would take a hot chick, get all the guys, since most of the people that buy cars are male.
Right.
I would basically.
Well, that might mean that you say, oh, maybe I should cater to a female audience. I get them buying cars. That's a whole market.
Yeah, fuck no.
I see.
Yeah, because they normally have terrible credit, and most of the decision makers are males. So I cater to them. So what I do is I get a hot chick, get their eyes on the hot chick, and then I switch it to a car. So now I got full audience.
Right. And you get their whole body working in their attraction to the car.
Yep.
Well, that's an interesting way to go about it.
Yep, and it took off like a hurricane.
Would you have any thoughts and prayers that you'd want to hand out this week? Because we have a segment that we haven't done in a while, but I had something we had to touch base on here.
Good luck.
DC thoughts and prayers, because I had a couple thoughts and prayers that I had to hand out this week. The first one I wanted to hand out here was just to alcoholics in general, especially ones who don't even realize that they've gone too far gone the next day.
Right.
And also to those affected by alcoholics. If anyone in your life is an alcoholic, a family, a friend, an editor, thoughts and prayers.
That's terrible.
Another thoughts and prayers I wanted to hand out here. Friend of the show, Chris Kaufman. Some people know him as The Wizard. Him and his family are both experiencing some health issues this week. And that's too bad. Yeah. We'd hate to hear that. So a little thoughts and prayers to friend of the show, Chris Kaufman, The Wizard.
Yep. I talked to him yesterday.
Oh, are you familiar with him?
Yeah. Absolutely. I texted him yesterday.
Wow. Well, I'm not sure if we want to out him that much.
Oh, my bad.
You know, I'm not really sure if that public that is. We don't have Jerry on the team. He was doing such a bad job at censoring things. We've actually really gotten that handled the last few weeks. We had to censor things, and it's gone a lot better.
Yeah, absolutely.
The last thoughts and prayers that I wanted to hand out today was to Zach Hoyle, a comedian that we've never had on the show, but he has appeared on the Instagram once at a street interview.
Right.
He's a Iowa City or Cedar Rapids comedian somewhere in that Iowa area, and he had his wedding. And thoughts and prayers to Zach Hoyle. I noticed I wasn't invited to that wedding.
What?
And it seems so many comedians around the area actually were invited to that wedding. So I'm not sure exactly what happened there, but I don't really hold a grudge. Thoughts and prayers to Zach Hoyle and his wedding. Do you have any thoughts and prayers you want to hand out this week?
I do not. Fuck them.
Interesting. Well, I thought maybe to the hurricane or something, but...
Oh, no.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Well, I did want to ask you, having to do with that Instagram,
sure.
You got started with that viral video.
Yeah.
You know, I started radio when I was 18 years old. I started in college, and I've been doing it ever since. I got fired in 2022, unfortunately, but that's a bit of a long story. Most people listening already know that story, of course.
Right.
How long have you been doing this Instagram? How long have you been a car salesman?
I've been a car salesman for 21 years.
Wow. How old are you?
I'm 43 years old.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty young.
Have you thought about doing things as a TikTok? A lot of people, a lot of comedians that we talk to are now doing things on TikTok.
I started a TikTok account maybe about 3 weeks ago.
Okay.
And I got 250,000 followers.
Well, that should be. What would you like to plug that here? Oh, 250,000 followers. You know, I've heard on TikTok, though, you have to divide it all by 10.
Maybe.
That's just what other guests have told me. I'm not really sure. We don't really participate on TikTok.
Yeah, I fucking hate TikTok.
Right.
To be honest with you. It's so censored. So is this Instagram.
Certainly. Well, we want to hear more about the TikTok and your Instagram and maybe even some of your stand-up comedy, but that sound means it's time for our first game. And I think we did let you know right before the show. We do play games on this show.
Sure.
This first game is just for you, though. This first game today is called Cars or Bars.
Okay.
So we're going to go over some words, maybe they're lyrics, or maybe they're words from a car-related commercial.
Okay.
You're going to have to determine, is that a hip-hop song, or is that from a commercial?
Okay.
Cars or Bars.
Cars or Bars.
Are you ready to play
Cars
or Bars?
Yeah. Yep. Ready.
Perfect. Why don't we jump into round one here? Round one. Now instead of looking fly and rolling fat, my legs are sticking to the vinyl and my posse's getting laughed at. Cars or Bars?
Cars.
Well, why do you think that is? What's running through your mind there?
Well, normally I know lyrics, maybe not rap music. If it was rock lyrics,
right.
I could tell you right off the rip, but that's definitely a Cadillac commercial.
Well, it certainly is cars. You didn't really get any bonus points there. That's right. From freecreditreport.com commercial.
Right.
Free credit, F-R-E-E. That spells free. You remember that?
Yep, absolutely.
That's right. You don't usually remember lyrics, but you remember commercials.
Yep.
Well, that's your expertise. Do you like this game?
Love this game.
That's a little early. Why don't we jump into round two here?
Sure.
Co-signed by Louis Vuitton. Horsepower. All this polo on, I got horsepower.
That's definitely...
Cars or bars?
Cars.
You think that's cars?
Yes.
Oh, that's not correct. If anybody else is playing at home, make sure you email me your answers. DC30MinuteHalfHour@gmail.com. That was Kanye West's Mercy.
Oh, I should have got that.
You should have known. Are you a fan of Kanye West?
Yeah, I love Kanye.
Interesting.
Love him.
You know, I heard he's coming back to the U.S. soon.
He's getting a divorce.
Is he really? Maybe that's what brings him back.
Yeah, probably so.
Why don't we jump into round three here of cars or bars? And this is a bit of a shorter game. We actually have four rounds today.
That's fine.
Usually we play some longer games, and we have three rounds. This is a four-round game.
Sure.
Round three. Forgive me, I'm a rider. Still, I'm just a simple man. All I want is money. Round three, cars or bars?
That's got to be bars.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Do you know who that might be from?
I do not.
That's exactly right. That was bars, Tupac's. How do you want it?
How do you want it? How do you feel coming up as a...
Oh, there you go. Yeah, well, you had it in the back of your mind. You knew exactly what it was.
Yep.
Do you like this game?
Yeah. Let's keep going.
Perfect. Well, we get to a second game later. I say, which game do you like more? That's my favorite part of the show, I think.
Absolutely.
Why don't we look at round four here?
Okay.
Oh, I created my own bar there.
Yeah.
Imagine all the fun you can have in the back. And while you're doing it, you can imagine all the money that bald-headed prick Ralph Williams is going to be making.
That's definitely a car commercial.
Is that right? Is that a famous car commercial?
That is a famous car commercial. That's true.
I've never heard of that before. Of course, that is correct. That is a car commercial.
Yeah.
I wonder if our games are lacking since we've lost Jerry. This didn't seem that difficult. We do have some other people kind of working in the background, though. At least we corrected the notes this week. We had some issues with the way the notes were being organized on the previous episodes here, but that's perfect. That was Cars or Bars. You did a great job on that game.
Thank you. I can't believe I missed Kanye's Mercy.
Right. Then we only missed one there. That's perfect. Three out of four is perfect.
Awesome.
So you're famous on Instagram.
Yeah, I am famous on Instagram.
And you just came from Skankfest.
Yep, just came from
Skankfest. I'd like to hear a little about the Skankfest, because we recently met Luis J. Gomez. And had him appear on the show. We had a little back and forth with him, actually. I was supposed to be participating in a competition that just never was followed through with.
Well, it was different for me because I didn't know how the crowd would respond to me, because there's two different sectors of comedy, right? There's the internet fame, and then there's the stand-up comedian, which is two different things.
Is it?
So,
well, I think many of these stand-up comedians are only famous on the internet these days.
You would think that.
Right.
But if you get famous only by the internet, they tend to treat you a little bit different. So I was going in thinking that they were going to be horrible to me. And only about a third of them were complete dicks to me. But everybody
else... What's the worst thing someone said to you?
Let's see how long your 15 minutes is going to last right before I went up on the stage.
Oh, wow. Well, you probably did more than 15.
Yeah. I've been doing this, I only got Instagram 6 months ago.
You know, there's a great Daniel Tosh.
Yeah,
joke.
I'm familiar.
Oh, well, you're familiar with the joke?
Mm-hmm.
Well, why even repeat it there?
No. I'm familiar with Tosh.
Oh, I see. Well, the joke is that everybody gets 15 minutes of fame, but that's just an average. He's had 20 years. That takes away from everybody in the audience he's yelling at. And that's a bit of it. That's a summary of his joke there.
Yep.
Maybe we'll have to take note of that and use that for a sign the joke one of these days. We play a game called Sign the Joke sometime. It's a big, popular game.
Sure. I'm ready.
Oh, well, we're not going to be playing that today. We had somebody that wrote in, though. I was talking to somebody about having you on the show, and they said, car salesman. When I bought a car, they had this four-square thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about this four-square thing. I heard this was a scam.
It's not a scam.
I'm a big fan of four-square, but we're not talking about the game, of course. There's a square that says, here's the price, here's...
How much you're putting down, the monthly note, and how much you're getting for your trade. So the price of the vehicle and how much you're putting down is on the left-hand side. The monthly note and how much you're getting for your trade is on the right side.
And to the audio listeners right now, we'll probably put a visual element over the screen.
Yeah. So what a car salesman is going to do is do anything but change the price of the vehicle. because the price of the vehicle is how much they make at the end. About every car dealership, the salesman makes 25% of front gross. So that's how you sell a car. You put the Foursquare in front of them and then just keep their eyes on the monthly note. You can adjust the monthly note up and down as long as that price doesn't change.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You say car salesman.
Yeah.
Is there a difference between a car salesman and a used car salesman? Are you a used car salesman?
I'm both.
I see.
I was the first loved car salesman ever, I think, in the state of Louisiana.
In the state of Louisiana. Mm-hmm. You know, we did a little research. There's a lot of famous car salesmen out there. I didn't know that this was an industry that you could gain. You could start an entertainment by being a car salesman. Like I said, I've been doing radio all this time. I like the entertainment industry. And more recently, we actually started stand-up comedy in January. And I've been doing the stand-up comedy. I'm even recording it all. David Collins' 30-minute, half-hour reality show. And documenting that whole process of doing stand-up comedy. But I would have never thought, oh, maybe we could do David Collins' 30-minute, half-hour reality show. I'll be a car salesman.
Yeah. Yeah. They film me for everything. They started filming me for marketing. They started filming me my sales strategy. When I started selling cars, I went to Florida for a little while for rehab. And when I was in Florida, I had a car salesman say, quit trying to sell the car. Do a show. That's it. So I was like, okay, so I learned that.
So you went home, you wrote your tight five.
Yep, and nobody's touched me since.
Do you ever write a joke for your car salesman?
No.
This is going to sell well. If I can just get to this punchline, the car will be sold.
No, I just learned how to tell the truth to the people. Like, if they're buying a shit, I tell them they're buying a shit, but I say it in such a way that it relaxes them. Because everybody that comes in to buy a car has basically a guard up. You just got to push that guard down so you make some money.
Right.
So,
well,
that's
interesting.
Yeah.
And everybody that I've talked to, and some of you listening there, I've spoke with the Blind Mike Geary. I spoke with some people on the West Coast, and I say, oh, I have this great guest. I'm looking forward to Doug Townsend. He's a car salesman.
Yeah.
I talked to somebody else in my family. They say, I've never heard of him.
Yeah. Some people.
Who are your demographic? Who do you think is aware of you?
35 to 45-year-old males.
I see. Well, that must make sense why you did so well at Skankfest.
Yeah.
That is the similar audience, I imagine.
There was a lot of them.
Although, when we were at that Luis J. Gomez show, you'd be surprised by the diversity of age, especially.
Well, it was very diverse, but when I walked through, it had a lot of people that knew who the fuck I was.
I see.
And when I got on stage to do my 4 minutes, it was a lot of questions on whether I could be funny or not, or if it was just...
Well, you're pretty new to that stand-up comedy. It takes some time to
Absolutely.
Kind of build that up.
Yep. I had to calm the nerves a little bit, but I killed.
Perfect. Well, Doug Townsend, interesting name. Townsend isn't too uncommon. Do you know anybody else with the name Doug Townsend? Because we actually sometimes do a fun segment on the show here.
People with the same name.
People with the same name. Doug Townsend was an American composer and musicologist. Born in Manhattan. Now, this is... Manhattan, New York, of course. I was born in Manhattan, Kansas. A lot of people know that about me. That's where I started my career, too. Have you ever been to Manhattan, Kansas?
I was a station in New York.
I see. Well, born in Manhattan, November 8th, 1921, and died in 2012. Townsend taught at Brooklyn College, CUNY, Lehman, CUNY again, and the University of Bridgeport. Townsend's compositions include several orchestral works, chamber music pieces, choral works, film and television scores, 3 operettes, and 1 opera.
That's interesting.
Have you ever heard that, Doug Townsend?
I have not.
I think he's the most famous we could find.
Yeah, my family's from Delaware, so they migrated.
Delaware, Iowa. You are very close to Delaware, Iowa right
Delaware now. Delaware State.
I see.
Yeah. So my grandfather was born in England, and they moved into Delaware, and then... they got stationed down in Louisiana, and that's how my family got here.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
That's actually very interesting.
Yep.
All over. Just one generation there.
One generation.
Is anything kind of pissing you off today?
Nuh-uh.
I only ask because we got a call in here from friend of the show, Brody Toopy.
That pisses me off.
You pissed me off.
I'm really pissed off.
Things that pissed me off this week.
We have a cantankerous friend of the show there, Brody Toopy. Have you met Brody Toopy?
I have not.
He's another Iowa comedian there, and he sent in another voicemail this week letting us know what's pissing him off.
Hey, David, this is Brody calling in. Just wanted to let you know I'm pretty pissed off. Okay, these vehicles, they're ridiculous. Number one, the topper on my truck, the bed cover, doesn't go back all the way. I have about a foot and a half that I can't even put stuff in. I've got a 4-foot bed, David. That doesn't work for me. What am I hauling? One dresser? No. I'm hauling like two. That pisses me off. When I forget to open my drink before leaving the gas station, is it my fault? Yes, but it pisses me off. I'm all over the road. I'm getting a ticket. It's madness out here. I need a co-pilot. I need something in the car to open my drinks.
Right.
It pisses me off. When I come across a vehicle with bright headlights, that pisses me off. The new headlights are ridiculous, David, okay? An 03 Blazer, not a problem. I'll stare into those bad boys forever. But these new cars, I just close my eyes and hope I don't crash. It pisses me off. My buddy's truck has locks that will pinch my arm. Feels like something bit me, David, and that pisses me off. It'll be about 5 blocks from when we start driving. What's going on there? It's a Ram. They piss me off. The seatbelt clicking when I pushed it too far. Now, I'll be honest with you, David. That's partially on me. Okay? Bigger man. I won't lie. But here's the deal. I could be bigger, and that's what pisses me off. I see a bunch of big guys out here. I know they can't even retract the seatbelt at all. That's ridiculous. That pisses me off. I was on a work trip one time.
Wow.
This is probably the last one for you, David.
There's a lot of
I was on a
Brody.
Work trip.
Yeah.
And the lady in the front goes, "Hey, someone's not buckled in back there." Everyone was buckled in. You know where it was? My butt cheek was slipping onto the other seat. They thought there was another passenger. That pisses me off. No snitching, okay? It's not. You don't even need a buckle in the back seat legally. So who's snitching, all right? That pisses me off.
Right. Well, thanks so much for that call in, Brody. What did you think about that?
That's fucking awesome. That dude's pissed about everything in life.
Like I said, he's very cantankerous.
Yeah.
You know, and it's funny timing here. We just had to get into our next segment.
What are you doing?
I'm emailing David Collins.
David Collins call-ins and emails. And it is kind of ironic because we just received a call in here from friend of the show, Troy Rigdon.
Okay.
And I'm not sure if he wanted to be live on the show here, but he has decided to call at a time that he knew we would be recording an episode.
Sounds good.
And he's just breathing in the phone a lot like Brody. But that's perfect, because we also had a voicemail here from friend of the show, Troy Rigdon. Why don't we take a little listen to what was on Troy's mind this week?
David, it's your old buddy Riggs. Just wanted to drop you a friendly hey, hi, howdy, and how the hell are you?
Wow.
Great get with this guest this week, man. I'm actually surprised you got him, considering this dude's always knee-deep in pussy. Did you hear he fucked Lana Del Rey?
Is that right?
Wow. Whatever. Anyway, Doug, gotta say, I'm a little disappointed in you, my man. I heard you were not a fan of domestic batteries. You need to stop buying your batteries in China. It's goddamn un-American, dude. Next time you want to buy some cheap Chinese shit, you come on down to US Cellular and I'll sell you an iPhone 16 with a scat pack. Come holla.
Come holla.
Actually, tell Kelly to come holla.
Oh!
Wow. And that was a reference to his booker.
Yeah.
Is that what she is?
She is my manager.
Your manager?
Yep.
I guess maybe I should get one of those. What does that do for you?
So she handles all the business side and I just basically, I'll make the content. And she handles all the business, and that's literally what happens.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yep.
Well, thanks so much for that call in, Troy. And if anybody wants to be my manager, maybe email me, dc30minutehalfhour@gmail.com. We can talk about that. That'd be interesting. I do a lot of the business side myself, and I think that's, you know, yeah, it's tough to relinquish some things, especially now that I've lost Jerry. I need to find somebody else that's as responsible as him.
Yeah.
Although he's pretty backed up on the reality show. I'm not even sure. Maybe I talk him a little too far up there. Are you familiar with friend of the show, Austin Ingles?
I do.
Austin Ingles is an Austin, Texas comedian now. Do you know him?
I do.
Oh, that's interesting. Did you meet him at Skankfest?
I did.
You know,
not.
He did not even make it to Skankfest, actually, but we did have a call in here from friend of the show, Austin Ingles. Why don't we take a quick listen to that?
Sure, sure.
David, it's election season.
Right.
So we're going to hear a lot of shitty political takes from comedians and everyone else in the world. But hey, I have an idea. If a comedian does a shitty Trump impression, we should be able to shoot him in the air. What do you think about that one, David? Just a little fun one for us. I don't know. Hope you're having a good time, David. Sure do miss you, bud.
Oh, that's nice. You're very much missed here, too, Austin. I'm glad he's back to working blue again. My cousin called me today. He said, yeah, I do a pretty good Trump impression. I said, oh, this is not very good timing for you to be working on that.
True.
What do you think about that? He's a very funny comedian. He always calls in with a good joke.
He's awesome. How the fuck did that dude know about that other stuff?
What's that?
How did he know about Lana Del Rey?
Oh, Troy Rigdon.
Yeah.
He let me know that you two have a former relationship.
Did we?
According to him.
Oh. Did we?
No, Troy let me know that you and Troy have a former relationship, that you two are somewhat close.
Okay.
That was kind of the impression there.
Yeah.
We had one other email call in here. This one from Tommy T. from New England. Tommy wrote, David Collins, I don't know if you're getting any kickbacks from that coffee shop you recorded at, but I'm worried for your health. Maybe take a break on the caffeine. Well, Tommy, I assure you, I'm doing okay with the caffeine. I don't even drink those. You had a Red Bull earlier. I would never touch one of those.
I've drank about six today.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, Tommy T, maybe reach out to Doug Townsend. It sounds like he might be the one in need for an intervention there.
Probably so.
Drink a lot of energy drinks.
A lot.
What do you do that for? Do you think it helps your comedy?
So I used to do a lot of cocaine.
Oh, well, that explains the rehab, and yeah. You still have a beer there, so it must not be the alcohol that you were there for.
No, I was there for coke and heroin and methamphetamine.
Interesting.
Yeah.
How many years?
I did drugs 25 years straight.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
Which one is your favorite? Is that a bad question to ask a former addict?
No, I don't think so. Not at all.
You know, when people ask me, I've been off the Jurum Blacks for a while, but I smoked Jurum Blacks for quite a long time. They're clove cigarettes.
So
they're the only ones that you can get. You can clove cigars in the United States, but right when I actually started smoking when I was 13 in 2008.
Yeah.
It was the same year that they banned clove cigarettes in the United States. So I was just on these Jurum Blacks for 15 years. I've really cut off of them. But now that I'm talking about it, I'll probably get a pack on the way home. Once you start talking about it, you say, oh, I really want one of those.
Yeah. I would say, I mean, I've done cocaine the longest since I was 14, 15.
Right.
Started heroin in 07. The earliest one was methamphetamine, probably like 2016. But they were all fun.
I bet they're all fun. I actually would love to hear one of those stories. I bet you have some great stories from that
time. I do.
Unfortunately, that sound does mean, though, it's time for our second and last game.
All right.
Our second game today is one that we're bringing back, an old fan favorite, but we haven't done this one in a while. This game's called Name the Imposter.
Okay.
So we're going to read four names of brands or people or something, and one of those isn't going to fit in with that list, and you're going to have to name the imposter.
Okay.
Are you ready to play?
Sure.
Name the Imposter.
Sure.
Perfect. How do you think you'll do on this game? Now, you did very well in the last game.
Hopefully I'll do good.
I hope the same thing, too. And if anybody's playing at home, make sure you email me, dc30minutehalfhour@gmail.com. Round one of Name the Imposter.
Okay.
Yeah, this used to be one of my personal favorite games. I think it's kind of worn on me now, but maybe I'll bounce back after today's rounds. Round one. Kia, Beamer, Jaguar, Tesla. Kia, Beamer, Jaguar, Tesla. Name the Imposter.
Well, Beamer.
Is that your answer?
Yeah, that's the imposter.
That's exactly right. Those are three car companies, and a Beamer, it's not a real car company.
No, that's slang for BMW.
Oh, is that right? Is that where that comes from?
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. I thought we just made that up. I think that you wanted to. We wanted to pick people to Tesla. They say, oh, Tesla, that's an electric car. No, it's actually Beamer, but you did a great job on that round.
Why don't we
jump into round two? Do you like this game?
Yeah.
What about, compared to the first game there,
cars or bars? I like it all, but it's going to be kind of hard to stomp me on car industry.
Right. Or hip-hop. You look like a fan of hip-hop.
I'm a rock guy.
I see.
But I do listen to a lot of rap, but I am 100% rock.
How about Propagandhi?
Don't know who the fuck that is.
You know, that's so interesting. I ask people all the time. I say, have you heard of Propagandhi? Nobody's heard of this band.
No.
They've been a punk rock band since 93. They're a Canadian punk rock band out of Winnipeg.
I'm not familiar with them.
Anyway.
Okay.
Round two.
Okay.
Name the imposter.
Sure.
Phil Mickelson.
Okay.
Doug Townsend.
Okay.
Cal Worthington. Joe Girard.
Joe Girard.
Phil Mickelson. Doug Townsend. Cal Worthington. Joe Girard. What do you think? What's going on in your mind then?
Joe Girard is he was manager for the Yankees and catcher for the Chicago Cubs. Phil Mickelson.
Right.
He is a golfer. So I guess it's not me, so it would be the other person.
You think it's Cal Worthington?
Cal Worthington.
Cal Worthington, Joe Girard, and Doug Townsend all started their career selling cars.
Oh, fuck.
They're the three, probably the three most famous car salesmen in the United States here. All in one question, too. That's kind of interesting.
Yes.
Phil Mickelson, of course, just like you said, a golfer.
Yeah.
And I couldn't find any evidence that he's ever sold cars in his life.
Yeah, you got me on that one. I wasn't thinking that.
Right. Well, yeah. We try to cater it to the guests there, but that's perfect. Why don't we jump into round three here?
Sure.
Round three of Name the Imposter. Bobby Moynihan, Joe Rogan, Eddie Murphy, Jason Bateman.
All right, say it again.
Bobby Moynihan, Joe Rogan, Eddie Murphy, Jason Bateman.
The first one.
Bobby Moynihan?
Yeah.
SNL's Bobby Moynihan. You remember him, Drunk Uncle.
Yeah.
That is not correct. All of these names except one host a podcast.
Oh, fuck.
Bobby Moynihan hosts Who Me? Joe Rogan, of course, hosts The Experience.
Eddie Murphy,
Eddie Murphy does not host any podcast, and Jason Bateman is host of Smartless.
I do listen
to him.
Have
you ever done Smartless?
Yeah, I've never
done the show.
I actually listened to him, so I knew he had a podcast.
Right.
Yeah. So can I give you a little side story on him?
Oh, that'd be great.
So he used to bang this girl from...
It's Jason Bateman.
Yeah, Jason Bateman used to date a girl that lived off a College Drive in Baton Rouge, so we got very familiar with him. Like, he... one of my friends is friends with him, like, in real life.
Interesting.
Yep.
Is that the end of the story?
Yep, end of story. That's all I got. Yep.
Well, and just like the end of the story, we've come to the end of today's episode, David Collins' 0 Minute Half Hour Show. Thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for
having me. Do you have
anything
you want to plug? Anything else? I don't think we've made... You know, Doug Townsend, though, we've mentioned it should be pretty easy to find you on Instagram.
Instagram.
And come holla on your... Wherever you
podcast.
Find... Podcasts.
Yep. Come holla with Doug Townsend on...
Oh, Doug_Townsend. We're getting that from the back room here. You have a boss. That's what I struggle with. You know, if I get a manager, if anybody emails me, please don't expect to be my boss.
She runs everything.
I'm a little jealous.
Why? You got, listen, I don't know. When I got famous or whatever you want to call it, viral, whatever, I got a manager from Beverly Hills, California. And I didn't like it. So I whatever she was with, I'm not with it. And then I got in touch with Kelly and...
What was her name?
What was her name? Lacey.
All
Lacey
right.
Lacey something.
Well, anybody out there looking for
fuck
a manager,
you, Lacey.
Do not hire Lacey. Perfect.
Yes.
That's perfect. Boy, what a great episode. Everybody listening, I've been David Collins, and you've been the best.
David Collins.
30 minutes.
Show with David Collins.